Do you believe in click it or tick it? Hello! And welcome to Click It or Ticket. I am Pete Mutino.
Glenn Marshall loving the beats.
Yo, I'm not feeling faint, but this is the faint. I'm Nick Schaefer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think you're feeling
faint. We all saw the faint last
summer. I thought you were.
You guys remember that?
Yeah, that was a...
It was a good show.
It was simultaneously silly and rocking.
Exactly. Well, much like the band.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, it was reminiscent of the Death Clock show Pete Christian and I saw
both less self-awareness
a month and a half before.
Glenn killed a guy.
He
elbowed a guy in the head in the pit.
I elbowed with the point of my elbow in the temple.
Glenn's very strong, for those of you who can't see this podcast.
I'm not strong.
But for most of you who can.
Yeah.
Click it or ticket vision, which is not free.
Which is $40 extra. It's $40 a month.
Only Jeff and Alyssa have paid for it, but that's okay.
And that's maybe that's why they're so much more engaged. Because they have an event. We need to get people to give us money,
engaged?
And then they'll listen to it. That's just my new plan.
Pay to listen.
Yeah, no, I really didn't. I did mean to kill that guy. I'm sorry.
You told me, I said, I bet you can't put a guy into a coma for 30 years. And you said, oh, yeah. And I was like, nuh-uh. And then the rest is history.
Well, he looked like the lead singer from Coheed and Cambria. And I was in the second row.
There's so many people who look like that.
Yeah, but
it's
he weighed
wonderful.
300 pounds. He was like 6'2", and he had that curly long hair, and he was disgusting and smelly.
Was he yelling into a microphone at CG Centaurs?
I wish. I would have preferred that to me being in the second row, holding onto the railing, and basically protecting a female in the first row from being crushed by his 300-pound mass, being like, come on.
Glenn fights for love.
Let me get up in the front row. Come on. I'm like, dude, there's no room. You're crushing me. Please stop. He's like, come on. So the guy next to me was with he was protecting his girlfriend in the same way I was protecting this other girl who was in front of me. And I was like,
thereby becoming her boyfriend.
So I was like,
bingo. Or fiance.
All right.
More serious than that.
So I'm going to elbow this guy on the side of the head as soon as like this next song goes down, like in between songs when the lights go down a little bit. And the other guy was like, okay, I'm going to punch him in the face. And I'm like, okay, that sounds legitimate to me. So as soon as Soylent Green, this was even before Death Clock happened.
Soylent Green is another metal band.
Yeah. Soylent Green, Chimera, and then Death Clock. So I throw the
Chimera?
Elbow. Chimera. So
Chimera. You heard it here first.
A flying unit from Warcraft 3?
Yeah. So I throw my elbow. I send the point towards his dome piece. And I connect with Temple. Like, I feel gushiness in the side of his skull. And that's bad times, if anyone knows. As at the same time
I know.
That I connect.
Glenn is grinning like Ralph Fiennes in Schindler's List at this moment.
He
pardons all of you.
The dude with the girlfriend is mid-hook towards this guy. But when the hook arrives at its destination, the guy has already started falling like a tree. And he weighs 300 pounds, and he's like 6'3".
So he falls into a hook?
So he falls like into a pile of people.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he just keels over. And a lot of people have been passing out from heat exhaustion at this point. So the bouncers who are right on the other side of the railing in front of the stage are like, oh, dear God, a tree just caved over like right there. So they reach over, and they're dragging this guy to the edge, and they get half of him flopped over. And then he's so heavy that they have to grab on his belt to, like, heave him over the edge, the railing there. And then it takes three of them, with one with an arm, one with, like, his belt behind them, and the other guy with his right arm, to drag him away.
Pete, you know what really happened?
That?
No, you don't really know what really happened.
Oh, do I want to know? Yeah. I mean, I was there.
All right. You know that... It was all made up, and it was just the dude threw a wicked hook on the guy with the girlfriend threw a wicked hook, and Glenn's just inserting himself in the story.
I actually wish
there was no guy
just hit him because, like, because
now you don't have that guilt.
You just admitted you murdered someone on the podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, like,
statute of
really
limitations is like, what, 3 months?
I really didn't broach the point that I connected with Temple with the point of my elbow from like a. All right. I wish you're right. That guy hooked him. Thank you.
So it was Glenn's.
There you go.
It was Glenn's elbow bone against his membrane, if that had really happened.
It didn't happen. I was lying.
Some guy was just throwing mean hooks to defend his girlfriend, and Glenn was right there.
Our listeners don't like murder.
Or maybe they do. Tell us what you like at PeteGlennandNick.com.
All right. So on the topic of Glenn crime.
Oh, yeah. I heard you robbed a bank.
Yes. My brother, Red, and I mean, people say we look similar, but I don't really
in the sense that you don't actually look similar if you take more than 5 seconds, but you look similar in the sense that you both have really broad shoulders, really huge rib cages, and a lot of muscle.
All right, so we both made...
Stocky bros.
Brett looks like a bear.
No, gorilla.
I don't mean like a gorilla. No, he's not that lanky. It's not... And I don't mean like a bear, like a fat, hairy, gay dude.
I don't mean a bear like a big, hairy monster that roams around the Western.
No, I mean like you get the sense that he could kind of swing his hand at you very slowly and still take half your face off with it. Lazily, like just take off half your skull. You know what I'm saying? Bears have that like slow movement and it's deceptive because they're all like cute looking and slow looking. But then they can book it like 20 miles an hour and tear you in half with their tail.
Yeah, it's weird how much skin and fat they have, like, wrapped around, like, that firm
cage. That's just for warmth.
Muscle.
It's all...
Oh, I know. It's scary as
fuck. That's the thing. You're like, oh, look, it's a fat little... It's like, no. No, under that fat is just sinewed cords of muscle.
It's awful.
Any dude who doesn't want to be a bear in their next life is a total bit.
Or is already a bear now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. You kill and eat for half the year, the other half you sleep.
I'd say this. Anyone who doesn't want to be a bear in a next life is a gay bear right now.
Yeah, they're already living up the bear.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so my brother and I both made over 200 and something deposit at People's Bank in Darien, Connecticut.
Ooh.
And as we were driving, even before we got to the bank, we're driving by Bank
Ryan,
of America.
Ryan, just insert a drop from a rap song about money right there. After the show. Edit out me telling you this and then put in that. Sorry.
I can't wait until this doesn't happen and we just hear all this banter.
What's sad is that I design jokes around the knowledge that we will not go back and edit
that. Yeah, the knowledge that post-production does not exist.
Yeah. So our live studio audience just drives.
So as we're
confess.
As we're driving into the bank, we drive past where Pete has his banking capabilities at Bank of America,
mm-hmm.
and we see a police officer in the bank parking lot, facing out. So we're like, yeah, whatever. It's just like a dirty Darien cop looking to write some speeding tickets and not solve crime. So we go to the bank. We come out. We
refer the reference. Refer to the first podcast.
We have like 20. We have what is this? The 27th podcast. At least 18 of them are shitting on police.
Yeah, well, do your jobs, and there will be no more shitting on
you.
Soon
as a
cop, being vultures.
As soon as a cop listens to this, we're getting pulled over at least 50 times a day. That's right, Dr. Claw.
I have ultimate respect for cops who fucking regret giving tickets.
Not even regret, because sometimes people...
Well, flagrant,
you know what's weird, though, is... And maybe it's because I don't ever actually see these people pulled over, but... You know those times where someone... passes between two cars when there's only, you know, 3/4 of a car length between them, or is going like 96 in a 45 or something like that and is on your ass.
No,
like, those people never get fucking pulled over that I see.
But when they do get pulled over, and I see it rarely, they're criminals. I'm like, good, someone got him.
It's like, you're making me safer. But when someone's going...
To hear the same conversation, refer to the first podcast.
Yeah. All right, so we...
All right, Pete, I'm sorry we're boring you. Pete...
Apology accepted.
All right. So I guess we go to the bank. We make our large deposits for someone in my age and economic class. And we come out. And as soon as we exit the bank, there's a Dunbar truck grilling us. And we're like, okay, why haven't they just gone in and made their bank deposits like usual? But I didn't think about it then until much later. As we're driving around...
A critical mistake.
I know, right? As we're driving around the Goodwives shopping center, exiting, because it's only a one-way out at the far end, we see two more police officers, like, mulling around.
Oh, there's, like, four. Trying to make a left turn in that parking lot, and there's, like, 5 stop signs you have to deal with in, like, a single left turn.
Maybe you. I only deal with the one on the exit.
And this is why you're a bank robber.
Well, yeah. So.
I'm an exceptional thief.
Exactly.
That drop is so paid for itself.
So as I'm making a left out of the Goodwives shopping center.
I am an exceptional drop.
In the YWCA, I see another Darien police officer. I make a left. And there's a condo complex on my right as I make a left and driving along that road. I see another older police officer grilling me. I'm like, oh shit, I don't have my seatbelt on. Click it or ticket, that would be a little ironic.
I always tell you to put your seatbelt on.
So I click my seatbelt.
And we do every night here on Click It or Ticket.
And then I make a right.
Buckle up, you're listening too.
I make a right and I see the same police officer in the Bank of America parking lot like on her radio frantically.
Shit just got real.
Yeah. And then I'm waiting at a stoplight, and to my left, about 45 degrees in front of Burger's Bagels, I see another police officer. And I'm like, this is getting a little weird.
Is that four cop cars or five?
I'm not keeping count. There was two in the parking lot.
Sorry, don't worry about it.
There were enough.
But we're at five right now, six with the one in front of Burger's, and then I look right. And there's a cop waiting at the stoplight when the light changes for me to make a left. So that's six. And then they all descend behind me as soon as I make a left.
Like in a line? It's like like a
in
parade.
A line. Literally. I'm like...
Was this Memorial Day?
Yeah, I'm like...
That might not have been
I'm like, I guess
anything.
I'm the dude twirling the baton in front of this pig parade. I have an apple in my mouth that seemed regular to me.
Sorry, before we... just remind me, this... Glenn and I had a delightful cop experience, but sorry, continue.
So I'm like... I talked to my brother. I'm like, they're... Four cop cars behind us. He's like, yeah, what's that all about? We just saw all those cops. You pointed them out and shit.
We just robbed all those banks.
I know, right? I wish. And and then right as we get in front of Starbucks, there's a bunch of people sitting outside. They light us up. I pull over immediately, thinking it's just like, wow, these cops need to get somewhere.
I like how they wait to be in front of like 30 people you know before they pull you
over. Right?
Like a cross-section of
all the
people.
Say what you will about their crime solving, but they are damn great showmen.
Oh, they know their craft. They're
well. At this point, I figure they're pulling me. They're not pulling me over. They're lighting up all their lights
so they can get to the call.
They can go do some crime solving.
Yeah, like oh my god, someone just committed a crime somewhere else.
Somewhere.
However, their crime solving started right at Glenn.
Yeah, I know. I figured there was some splooge somewhere in Darien that they needed to go take back to the lab.
But Glenn was holding a magnet up to their crime compass.
Yeah, I know, right? And they needed to find a perp. But in this instance, I was the perp, I guess. So I pull over immediately. I saw that. Yeah.
Sorry,
dude.
No. I don't know this story, so yeah. I haven't heard this off the air. So sorry. Continue.
That was a kiss on the mic. Nick is
so gay for you, dude.
A man cunt.
Christian bails us out so much.
So a female. They said out of all, there's like three really ripped cops.
Christian bails
like,
us out. Sorry.
Who are ready to like tear my limbs off. They send up the one,
really hot.
Like the one female cop up to me and my brother, and I'm like, okay, license and registration. That sounds sweet.
I am an FBI agent.
She screamed that. She held the sides of my face and screamed that at me before this all went down. So I'm like, yeah, did we do something wrong? As I'm handing her my license and registration, she's like, we'll tell you in a minute. I'm like,
aren't you required?
Yeah,
to
I'm
tell
like,
me?
Aren't you my accuser at this point? Don't I have the right to know what I'm
no, guilty
of?
Until proven guilty.
Yeah, so they go back to the car, and they do that thing that cops do where they wait for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You never really know, but it's really uncomfortable.
I refuse to believe when Ryan's phone can have scanned all of your, your police records up to that point in 30 seconds that it takes them 15 minutes to type in your driver's license number.
They're honestly doing it to dick with you, but what I came to realize later is the initial cop, as we were driving around, had punched in my license plate one digit incorrectly.
Oh,
so
no.
They thought that it was a fake license plate, which is very common with like criminals committing multiple heists like this. So they think I'm like an out-of-state bank robber because I have New Hampshire plates. Up till this point. And then cops start getting out of their cars. And I'm like, this is really bad times for me. Like, really bad times. Like,
guys? You're like, guys?
And
guys?
Like, yeah, I know. I'm like, Brett, dude, did I like black out? Did we rob a bank or something? Like, what's going on? So the cop, like the female cop comes back, but followed by two cops on the right side of the car, just like staring in, doing like the flashlight search around the car. It's not like I have
tinted
windows.
What time of day is this?
What time do we come into Uncle's right after this? Like 1 o'clock? 12 o'clock?
It's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
They always do the flashlight during the day.
In between
Darien.
12 and 1.
D for Darien, D for daytime.
D for flashlights. D for the D batteries.
There we go.
So the lady is just like, so where are you going? I'm like, Greeb's Pharmacy.
If great minds think alike, do shitty minds also think alike?
I'm like, yeah, I need to go to Greeb's Pharmacy. I need to get a prescription filled.
For bank robbery.
Yeah. One bank robbery, please, is what I told the people at Greeb's. And she's like, yeah, really? Where are you coming from? I'm like, the bank. And she's like, oh, a bank, huh? You're coming from the bank? And I'm like, yeah, we just made
as
a deposit.
As if you had robbed a bank, you would say, where are you coming from? And you would say, the bank. As if, although the more crimes I read about for guest identity of the offender, the more plausible that sounds saying
I know,
it out loud.
Yeah, but no, I'm like, People's Bank. She's like, People's Bank, huh?
People who work at a bank. People- I'm like, working. You robbed a bank.
People rob banks.
I'm like, me and my brother have our deposit slips if you want to see them. She's like, no, that's good for right now. She goes back in the car.
I heard what I wanted to hear.
For another 15 minutes, she heard the code word, which is People's Bank. So in her mind, I'm like the most clever fucking bank robber ever. I'm the bank robber who puts his own money in the bank so that he can steal it later. You know what I mean?
With like interest.
Yeah, exactly. With that whole thing.
With club sauce.
With club sauce. So then she comes back another like cold 10, 15 minutes later. So at this point, I'm waiting.
You've already lost half an hour.
Yeah.
Like shitting your pants for half an hour.
And she's like, why is your car registered in New Hampshire? And I'm like, is this your car? I'm like, no, it's not my car. I just hopped in it. The fucking key.
Did you really sass off to
no,
her?
No, absolutely not. But I was pissed at this point. I'm like, look, my mom is a New Hampshire resident.
How about I give you the finger?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, to be fair, at this point, and I know this is all hindsight, but it's like, you fucked up typing in something. I don't know why they scanned your license plate.
No, at this point...
Why did they scan your license plate in the first place, in the middle of the day?
Yeah, I had a little attitude when I asked her if we did anything wrong, but at this point, I'm like, my mom has a residence in New Hampshire. She's a New Hampshire resident. Therefore, this car was bought under her name, so it has New Hampshire plates. Is there an issue with that? And she's like, no. And then she goes back to the car for 10 minutes. And then she comes back. So at this point, I probably wasted a half hour. I've probably been exaggerating a little, but there was three back and forths. And I like to think that was a solid.
Minutes.
Yeah, it's been three
with
minutes.
With you presumed guilty with her.
No, but now, like, every time
you.
She goes back to the car, cops encroach on the car a little more.
Because one of them screwed up because they were typing in her license plate even though you hadn't done anything.
No, exactly. So then
a cop asks my
brother. He knocks on the window and he goes, does your brother have any form of identification? I'm like, yeah, he does. He just went to the bank. He just went to the bank. So he hands over his license.
Yeah, but robbers don't usually carry it.
Yeah. So he hands over the ID, and that takes another, like, I don't know, couple. This was actually short because the cop leans in after that when he gives my brother's license and goes, that beard doesn't look fake to me. I swear to God. I wish I was making that up. That beard doesn't look fake to me.
Because allegedly the two robbers, as you told me,
drove around with fake beards.
Yeah, so
well, one of the,
this
Glenn
is like
was
a cartoon.
Glenn
yeah,
was
no, and then the lady asked me, were you wearing
bank
a
robbers.
Hat when you went to the bank? I'm like, yeah, my brother was wearing a hat. I was wearing a hat, my brother was wearing a fake beard. You know? So, and then they're like, oh, okay. So we were investigating like a string of robberies that have been going on in banks in Fairfield County, and you two loosely fit the description.
White guys?
So, yeah, and then when your plates didn't check out, and then they checked out, we had to investigate you. We're really sorry. And then the dude
They
cop,
should give you like $50.
I know, right? And then the
you
dude...
You should give them a ticket.
The dude cop was like, well, you guys should be honored. And I was like, yeah, this is like cool and all, but for what? Like, what?
Like, you
why
just
should
scared,
I feel honored?
You scared the shit out
You're
of me.
You're a cop. Honored for doing crime?
Yeah, and like, honored for like being really bad at your job? You just... Pull someone over,
should,
and then
you,
you have,
should be honored
Darian
that I
has,
made a typo.
Yeah, Darian only has 8 police officers or like 9 police officers on during the day. So 6/8 of them were on our ass for a bank robbery. We were going in there to like check out the security systems of the joint. So they have basically all of the Darian cops who weren't like sitting in the station beating off to internet porn, like pulling us over. 2 dudes from Darien, and then they called the boy. Actually,
well, after 10 minutes of hate on cops, we actually had a Glenn and I actually had an incredibly positive experience with the police. This was outside of Yankee Stadium.
Oh yeah, those dudes were awesome.
This was a by and large a miserable day. Because well,
it was
depending
like
2 depending
hours
on your
in traffic, but then we did talk about G.G. Allen for like a whole hour.
That's true, but we parked on the sidewalk by an on-ramp for the 278 outside of Yankee Stadium because everything else was taken. And as soon as we get out of the car, a cop walks up to us and we're thinking, oh, great. Fucking wonderful. Here comes... And Glenn said, here comes Jake Bacon and the Hassle Squad. and I lost it, even though I knew I was like, oh, great.
I can't.
And he walks up to us like he's trying to screw us over. He has the whole screw you over
saunter. The screw you over
saunter.
Strut.
It's a saunter.
It is. It's like, yeah. I have like, big shoulders because I work out because I'm
this guy was very attractive.
Yeah, he was.
He said...
very Italian.
He said to us, he's like, whose car is this? I'm like, mine. Here comes the parking ticket or move it thing. And then he goes, you shouldn't park here. I'm like, fuck. Here goes another two innings of the like last three remaining that we might see. And then he's like, here, you should move over here. And he has his pullover like a foot away from where I am. And then he puts up a gate next to it. He's like, there, nobody will give you shit now.
Yeah, he's like, there's a lot. Like, he's like, we just put down.
Incredible.
He's like, we just put down fresh straw here. I don't want like a fire to start underneath your car.
And then he put up like a crowd control gate to keep anyone from effing with my car. And he put like
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, it was all the fresh straw. He wanted you to back up the 1 foot you were parked in the fresh straw.
So you.
I know we're not New York residents, but that is tax dollars at work.
So after,
great.
Yeah, they have real crime.
After a whole day of having everything I had planned get, you know, screwed up through bad luck, it's like, oh, we're going to go to the Yankee game. We'll leave early. It's like, no, you get stuck in traffic for
2 hours.
Three. It was easily three. Yeah, because we showed up in the seventh inning after leaving an hour before the game. So
I guess I just deducted an hour in my mind for G.G. Allen talk.
The G.G. Allen was why Glenn was even in the car. But and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, great. Here comes the end of the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where I get screwed over for the last time. And then it's Deus Ex Machina, and he saves the day.
Yeah, and then the game went into extra innings.
And then he drove off into the sunset on his Vespa scooter.
Yeah, if the game hadn't gone into extra innings, I still would have written it off as a loss.
Shelly Duncan. Easily the best baseball player.
You
with,
think your bullets can hurt him?
Tries to be 21.
Pinch hitter.
Looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
So, Pete.
Actually, you know what? And then later, we got fucking free Fuji. So, I guess it was.
Bingo!
Yeah.
But
I rate the day as a win. Free food always is a win.
All right. So, now that we've talked about Cops for a solid.
Sufficiently.
21 minutes.
4 hours. Longer than we were stuck in traffic.
Ryan did some great
Ryan's a
recon.
Spy. Ryan works for MI6.
He's a goat spy, Steve.
And he's also like...
Is that a reference to the Tanner podcast?
You know it.
He's also my from like my favorite book from fourth grade,
but
The Giver.
Essentially, as I'm not sure if we said this before, but Ryan's sister is an exceptional
bitch. Yeah.
For lack of a better word, we will come up with a better word and get back to you on our next podcast or something. But Ryan recorded
Shrieking Harpy,
his mom and his sister getting an argument over I don't know what. What was it, Ryan?
Curfew.
Over curfew.
A sensitive argument.
The oldest of all arguments.
Is she still in high school?
She just graduated high school.
This is a functioning adult.
And if for all of you nature lovers out there, this is like. An almost fully grown bird trying to flap its wings.
So let's hear it.
Well, you want Ryan? You want to, how long is this clip, by the way?
It's gonna be just over 2 minutes.
All right, so let's hear it. Let's.
Do you want to be able to pause?
Well,
it?
We're at 20. We're gonna break it down.
When we yell stop, do you want to? Can you pause it so we can dissect it?
I'll pause it.
All right, Christian.
All right, we're gonna do a play by play.
Yeah, just click Christian.
But we haven't heard this before, so we're gonna give you a play by play.
This is new to us. The last clip Ryan brought in of his sister, it was a little too loaded because he was asking the questions.
It was great, but
the
we
homework
know Ryan,
assignment
you guys
we,
don't.
Yeah, the homework assignment we gave him was just to record Hadley in her bitchy own environment.
Bitchy habitat.
So after 2 weeks of him hiding in air ducts and leaving remote microphones in teapots, this is what you got.
This is what we've got. Here we go.
All right, pause it.
Dictator-ish.
I like how she backpedals immediately off of... She's like trying to call her out, but also trying not to get herself too much in the red.
We haven't heard this before. This is a ticket or click.
Also, at the beginning
exclusive.
When she says...
Click of her ticket. Sorry.
You have no trust in me? She sounds like Cartman, like pretending to cry for his mother.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's continue. I want to hear more of this.
Pause it.
What was the clap now? It was like a break it down now. We're clapping. Like,
the,
actually,
you know, it's real now.
I was making soup at the time, but it should count for something.
Ryan gives
you. You were also making great podcasts.
Well, I'm not going to start critiquing the grammar, which there's all
oh,
sorts
it,
of
it gets
there's
better.
All sorts of verb disagreement there,
yeah, well,
Hadley, if you're listening.
Which but he definitely is. Big fan of the show, I hear.
I do love the concept, though, of everyone else's parents are cool. It's like, yeah, nobody tries to discipline other people's kids. Not really.
Yeah, you know, 1 a.m. curfew is just, nobody does that anymore.
My curfew is midnight, and I'm 21.
Yeah, he's a college graduate. All right.
Their house, their rules, bitch. Let's hear more.
I know, and you should trust me, and you don't, and that says a lot.
Nope.
But Natalie, I can tell you right now, every child is an app. Every person is an app until 1 in the morning or 2 or 3. Yeah, do you know why? Because they go home when they think it's suit.
Pause.
When they think is suit.
Yes, that's what she said.
That just came out of her mouth. All right, let's keep going.
No, were
just...
they playing no, some on. Sort of card game where suits were relevant? Right. Were they playing poker?
Okay.
They go home and they have a royal flush, is what she's saying.
I like how... Hold on, though.
When everyone is straight.
I will just say, as we continue, bear in mind how much invective Hadley is pouring on Ryan's mother. How calm Ryan's mother remains.
And reasonable.
Yeah. Just very, very calm. Doesn't need to... All right, sorry. Let's keep this pain train
let's
rolling.
Keep, let's keep
when
rolling
they think,
here.
When they think it's fit to go home, they go home. That's why. When they think, okay, I feel like going home, now they go home. That's what they do. If you give me curfew time, you stay out exactly till the end. Rather than just coming home. No, because you don't trust me. Yes, it does.
This is the
you don't trust me. I'm wasting their time. I'm wasting my time, considering I'm, like, on a time limit right now. What? No, I'm going to come back when I feel like coming back. Okay?
Ooh.
That's what I should be able to do. Because then maybe I would come home at 12 or 11.
You know what?
What?
You're living here. There have to be some sort of rules. You can't be my makeup now.
No, oh, I love
how she retorts
so
that.
Oh, I love how your mom tries to diffuse the rage and make her not even by throwing it back in her most. This is incredible. Your mother is so calm and collected and reasonable, and Hadley's only response is just ramp up the irrational hate.
Is that the end of the clip?
No.
Oh God! Oh,
it keeps
spill
going?
Some more. Spill
You're
some more.
Staying in.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now she's pulling out the big guns.
Oh, backpedaling.
Now she apologizes.
Can I go? What?
After that?
Hey, listen, I only worry about you.
Why? Do you think I made bad decisions? Do you think I'm going to get in heart? Like, you do not trust my judgment. You don't.
You have to be up early.
Okay, then I will be home when I think. Fine, maybe I'll be home then. But if it's 2 minutes after, I'll be freaking out because that's what I'm doing.
Holy
crap. I'll do that to myself. Because you don't trust me, so I just want to gain trust from you, but I'm never
going to
gain it.
Stop it.
No, I don't.
Leave
it. Goodbye.
Don't.
What was that coming in at the end there? It smells real good.
Was that you talking about how delicious your fucking food was, Ryan?
No, that was Neil, actually.
Oh, well, fuck that kid.
Oh, Dick, you had, man. You worked your way into every podcast. Is that the end of the clip? This is the end of this podcast. This is
wait, what?
No, we got time.
Wait, we do we?
Wait,
do
we? 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No, then let's dissect that more.
Yeah. No,
we were trying to.
Yeah,
but
you were the one trying to fucking.
You kept tapping your watch and unzipping your fly at us. It was terrifying.
And pointing at your dick and then making suck it motions like DX. Because
that's good radio. Dumbass.
What I love is how quickly she's like, can I go out now? It's like, I've been nice for probably 15 seconds.
She switches?
And then she immediately becomes a bitch again when her mom starts giving her size. It's like, look, aren't you trying to play the I'm going to be nice, like, please let me go out card right now?
She switches gears really frequently. Have you seen those Bing commercials where someone says, like, breakfast to someone? They're like, then they yell out all the search things that would come up. You know what? The search engine commercial where mm-hmm. someone's like, Bing. And they're like, it's like, you know, we should come here for breakfast. One of us like, Breakfast at Tiffany's, movie from the 1980s. It's like she's literally
just
snapping
yeah.
like every 3 or 4 seconds.
Oh, so unwise.
That's painful to listen to. Your poor parents, our poor listeners.
I know.
And just your mom. I understand that your dad is in Saudi Arabia for like a year and a half and everything, but like she's got to put her fucking foot. When my mom would say, all right, you're not going out, it would be like, yeah, no. Like, you pushed me this far. Now you're not going out. Now go upstairs and find some fun shit to do.
There are definitely
upstairs.
In your awesome electronics center upstairs, there are definitely times when you can say to, you know, trying to live with your parents as someone who's becoming more and more of an adult, there are definitely boundary overlaps and differences in perception. And you can talk about these things, but shrieking at them because they won't let their 17-year-old daughter out past 1 in the morning, I don't know. Seems a little...
I feel like no needs to mean something, though.
The thing is, I was talking to my mom...
Did she wind up going out?
Yeah, she did.
Mm. See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If she says no, now you're not going out, that means to me, like, look, if you're going to be this big of a bitch...
Oh, so she's getting rewarded for being a bitch.
No, now she thinks she can just act like this all the time.
Yeah, the way that I see this is that it's almost like my mom's a torture victim and she just broke. because my mom was like sewing my sister's graduation dress. I'm like, so, mom, why can't Hadley do this since this is, you know, her dress? Mom's like, well, you know, then she couldn't go out with her friends. And yeah, she
starts acting like a victim of abuse.
Exactly.
The thing is,
but the thing is, she was like a surgeon with those very reasonable, rational responses. And then she just got blown away by volume and vitriol.
Wow. Well, hopefully more to come from Hadley. Ryan, fantastic work, I must say.
Yeah,
I know, give yourself a round of applause,
I know, Ryan.
Field reporter Ryan Green.
I know we came into the faint, but I kind of want to go out to Linkin Park after all that.
Well,
so.
Hopefully we can.
You
but this...
have no sympathy. You have so much.
One more.
Okay, well, you need to stop being so strange.
can we hear the very beginning, the first thing she says in that whole clip? I love the going flat.
Well, I hope we put lots of trust in you listeners with this clip tonight. This is Dick Bacon and the Hassle Squad signing off.